Good morning, church. Glad to see everyone out. It's a rainy morning. We haven't had one of those in a while. It's this type of rain so much. In the first song we'll be singing this morning, it's got a phrase in it, revive us again. I was thinking that's what's going on out there with the soil. If you're a farmer, you're thinking about always about the land, and that soil needed that rain so much. God's providence. God's providence. I might ask you this morning, too, something that a few days ago I was talking to the preacher, and he was telling me what the lesson was going to be on. So I tried to pick some songs out that had something to do with the lesson, and I'll ask you to kind of anticipate from the words you're singing in these songs what the lesson's going to be about. That's get you prepared for that. We start trying to think more spiritually when we praise God. So this morning we'll start out with We Praise Thee, O God, song number 4, and I'll be doing the odd number of verses, 1, 3, and 5. So, We praise Thee, O God, for the Son of Thy love, for Jesus who died and is now God above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Now, at this time, please stand for prayer and scripture reading.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, so thankful, Lord God, for this day, Lord. Lord, this day, Lord, that we can gather here and study Thy Word, Lord. Lord, we ask for Your knowledge and Your guidance, Lord, and Your blessings upon today's service, Lord. Lord, so thankful for our brother Tom is going to bring the message into us, Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you bring back to remembrance of the thing he has studied, Lord. Lord, and that we would open up our ears into thy word, Lord. Lord, where we could grow closer to thee, Lord. Lord, and we pray, Lord, if there's any lost among us, Lord. Lord, today would be the day they would give our heart to thee, Lord, and pick up the cross and follow after thee, Lord. So thankful, Lord God, to be able to come here and praise thy holy sweet name, Lord. Lord, we know you are the true living God. So thankful, Lord God, for all that you do for us in this day and the days to come, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and amen. Amen. The readings will come from John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments.
I'm going to check and make sure I'm giving you the right number. 593 will be the invitation song if you want to mark it at this time. 593. Jesus, the loving shepherd. Then if you'll turn over to song number 100. 100. 100. There's something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, say. voice. He's got his preacher voice this morning. I could hear that. So we're in for a good lesson. I thank him for his efforts. You know, when you have things like the sinus and things, it takes a little extra effort. So we appreciate that. Looking forward to the lesson. Tom.
You will have your psalm books. Can't seem to get over the sinus or allergies, whatever it is, but we'll do our best this morning. I want to welcome everyone to the Church of Christ, New Lex. Our goal here is to, as elders, make sure the truth's being taught. And we do that by, of course, going by God's word. And if you hear something this morning you don't agree with, please tell us and we'll study with you. This morning I'd like to talk a little bit about our Lord and the traits of our Lord, what he was like, what he is like. We know Jesus was gentle, meek, and wasn't arrogant. He was bold. The word meek means gentle, but he wasn't weak as far as spiritually or physically. Imagine our Lord was a strong man. Our Lord was humble. If you turn your Bibles, we're going to be turning to scriptures because that's where we get our information. Is from the word. Jesus was humble. Philippians 2:8, please. Philippians 2, verse 8. The Bible tells us that he was found in fashion as a man. We know that our Lord was a man physically. He had all the temptations we do. He came to this earth as a man, or born of a virgin, a little baby, and grew up. He didn't use his power to free himself from any temptation. We know he was tempted by the devil in Luke chapter 4, or Matthew chapter 4. Tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let's look at Philippians 2:8. He be found in fashion as a man, as we just said. He humbled himself. There's the word humble. Describes our Lord. And he became obedient unto death. Not just any death, like we all going to die someday. And some of us go through terrible deaths, some people do. Cancers or get killed or whatever. Jesus' death wasn't ordinary. It wasn't calm. Look what he done. He done the death. The death of the cross. This was a terrible death. One of the worst deaths ever was written. Beaten and spat up on and humiliated in front of people. Stripped him of his clothes. Death of the cross. But he was humble, wasn't he? 1 Peter 2:21 through 24, Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Paul said, let this mind be in you was also in Christ Jesus. We need to have the mind of Christ. He was humble. I got several things down here, what Christ was like. But we want to get to the main point here in a little bit. Jesus was forgiving, wasn't he? If you turn your Bibles, Luke chapter 23, verse 34. What did Jesus say? I won't read just every line there, but I got some notes here and some what I've learned from the word. Jesus said to his father while on the cross, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. How could you forgive these wicked people that's beating you, putting you through all this, and tell them, forgive them. Could we do that? Turn your Bibles to Acts 2, verse 36. I want you to see this. He forgave everyone. And it says he even forgave the ones that crucified him. Right there it says it. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Acts chapter 2, verse 36, the Bible says, now when they heard this, Peter preaching to them about the Lord being crucified and what they had to do to become Christians, he said, they were pricked in their hearts, meaning they was sorry, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Go back to verse 35, or 36, I've read 37, I'm sorry. 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. They crucified him. And Jesus asked the Lord to forgive him. Christ was zealous, wasn't he? What's the word zealous mean? Diligent, not lazy. Christ said in John 4, I must work. There's the word work. We all must work. God wants us to work in the church. He wants us to be zealous. Of him that sent me, while it is day, the night comes when no man can work. Become a day when we none of us be working. It'll come to the end. We need to be busy trying to get people to become Christians now. God wants us to be zealous. Zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. There's some people back in, Paul told the Romans, that they have a zeal of God, but it's not according to knowledge. We need to have knowledge and zeal. One without the other won't work. We can have all the zeal. You look around people today, religious people are people doing good works, and that's great. But when it comes to God's word, they don't want to know it. And vice versa, we can know this word from front to back. But if we're not doing what God wants or doing his work, what good's that? We have to do both. Another one, Jesus was prayerful. Jesus prayed. In Mark 1:35, Jesus rose up a great long time before daylight, went out in a solitary place and prayed. I don't know where it was, a mountain or where. Other scripture says he might have prayed all night. And prayed. Jesus prayed. If you turn your Bibles to John chapter 17, I want to go just a little bit over that chapter. We're all familiar with that, or should be. Chapter 17. This whole chapter, 26 verses, is on prayer. That our Lord prayed. Very important. I love this chapter. The whole idea of this chapter, I believe, Jesus said in verse 17 of John 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. The word is truth. Jesus is truth and God is truth. You can't get around and not obey the word and please God. He's the word. But I want to look at a few. If you look in verse 20, Jesus prayed. He said, neither pray I for these alone. He's talking about the apostles, disciples. But for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Praying for us. If we believe his word and do what he wants, he's praying for us to do that. This is very important. Verse 21, if you'll follow along. and they all may be one, as thou, Father, are in me and I in thee, that they all may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. God wants us to be one, church. One belief, one faith, that they may be one as we are one. What's that mean? If you look around today, there's several churches. I'm not running denominations down this time, but several churches in New Lex. There's probably 8 or 10, 12. And I imagine they all believe different things. But we're supposed to be doing the same thing in worship. Worship to our God. We're supposed to be one in believing in doctrine of the New Testament. We're supposed to be one. Shouldn't be 100,000 different beliefs or different doctrines. Just trying to explain what the Word teaches. Jesus said, he prays that we'll all be one. Not 10, not 100, not 1,000. One. Jesus had compassion. He was compassionate. He had compassion on the hungry. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. He healed the leper. John, Mark, if you turn your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, the Bible says, chapter 1, talking about the leper. Jesus, verse 41, chapter 1 of Mark. Jesus moved with what? Compassion. He put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. This is after the leper in verse 40 says, it came a leper to him and kneeling down to him, saying, if you will, you can make me whole, clean. And Jesus said, I will. As soon as he spoke this, immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. He had compassion. Remember Jesus being submissive? Submissive, what's that mean? Luke 22, 42. When Christ was in the Mount of Olives, his disciples followed him. What did Jesus do? He knelt down, prayed, saying, Father, if thou will be willing, remove this cup from me. What was he saying? The cruel death he was about to face. If it be your will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, he says, is this submissive? Not my will, but thine be done. Jesus was submissive to his Father, God. And Jesus was serving, Matthew 20, 28. Son of Man came not to serve, or not to minister to, but he came to serve, minister, and gave his life for us. Did Jesus serve? He sure did, didn't he? Served more than people served him. Christ was forgiving. John 10, 27, 28 tells us, my sheep hear my voice. Who is his sheep? Is that us? Yes. And his disciples. And I know them, and they follow me. He says, very important thing here. They follow me, and I give them eternal life. Best gift ever was, isn't it? His life. Okay, that is about 8 different things I mentioned about Christ this morning, how he was or is. But that don't end up, that don't end. Jesus was humble. That's the first one. I must be humble. You must be humble. Because the Bible tells us, talks about us now. James 4, 6. James said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. Humble, again, is not arrogant. It's gentle, it's kind. He said, James 4, 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Talking about us, church. We're talking about us now. Jesus said, as Dave read the scripture verse, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is some of his commandments. Now, Jesus was forgiving. If you remember that, I must be forgiving. Jesus said, if we don't forgive others, God won't forgive us. That's pretty plain, isn't it? Jesus was zealous. I must be zealous. If you turn your Bibles, chapter 2, 14 of Titus, please. Titus, chapter 2, 14. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, as Christ on the cross, and purify unto himself, what? A peculiar people, peculiar, special people, zealous of good works. I must work with zeal. We must be hot on fire for God, our Lord. Why should we do this? Why should we be hot and on fire for God? Because John warns us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15, 16. If you know them verses, he don't want us to be lukewarm. He'd rather us be cold than lukewarm. We must be hot. We must be zealous. We must be busy. In good works, outside the church here, in the church, doing good works. I don't want to be lukewarm. He'll spew us out of his mouth, he says. And we all can improve on. I can improve on things, and everyone can. But don't give up. Keep pressing on, doing better for our God. When it said Jesus was prayerful, we went over that. I must be praying. 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 tells us, pray what? Without ceasing, regularly. Who should we pray for? Families, each other. We have family members not right for God, not Christians. I've had family members pass on years ago, and I feel bad about it. I want to see my family in heaven. I want to go to heaven. Our neighbors. Pray for our neighbors. Leaders. We just had an election. We pray for our leaders. That's all we can do. Most of all, pray for souls. Let's pray for the church will grow. Jesus had compassion, as we said a little bit earlier. I must have compassion also. Paul said to Romans 12, 15, he said, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. When someone has in their life a rejoicing time, maybe a better job, or someone gets converted to God, we rejoice with it. Angels rejoice in heaven over one lost sinner. Weep. Someone passes on, we try to go and be with those who are weeping. Encourage them. We know that Christ wept when Lazarus died, didn't he? But he brought him back. Remember the Good Samaritan? He had compassion on the guy that was beaten on the road. Some of them passed on by, didn't even pay attention, didn't want nothing to do with him. The Good Samaritan took him, put him on his beast and took him to the inn, and he tried to heal his cuts and things, and he told the innkeeper, whatever you need, you do it and I'll repay you. He went the second mile, the Good Samaritan. That's having compassion. No, we also said Christ was submissive. I must be submissive. James 4, 13 through 15, it says, so-and-so went on this trip and going to make money and buy, I'm just shortening it up here, and God buy and get great gain. Well, they don't know what they're going to do. But he said, if you should say, if it's Lord's will, you'll do this or that. That should be in our thinking too. If the Lord will, we'll do this tomorrow, that. We don't know. Main thing's be right for God, isn't it? Jesus was serving, even as the Son of Man came to serve. I must serve. Be a servant. Be a servant. Kind of wanted to go over through traits that our Lord has or had and has now and what we need to have to be more like our Lord. And we only do that by sticking in the Word, being here together, doing good works, praying for people, living the Christian life, the best of our ability. You know, the most important things in life. What is the most important thing to you? You can answer that yourself. I think if you used to ask 1,000 people, what's the most important thing? What's some of the answers we get? I got a few lists here. What's some of the answers? Having fun, being popular, sex, success, education, influence, pleasure, money, position, or happiness. Let's look at them again. Fun, popular, sex, success, education, influence, pleasure, money, position, happiness. There's nothing wrong with any of them. If we don't put them before God. But within reason. But something's left out. What is left out? Going to heaven. When we leave that out, it's foolish. Foolish, church, to think not going to heaven first. That's more important than any money, success, or anything. We'll find out someday when we get there, won't we? We all want to go to heaven. If you're here this morning and never obeyed the gospel, we're going to give you a chance to be baptized into Christ. Every day we put off, it's that much closer. And we can't do it after we die. We have to do it now. And live faithfully. Live faithfully for our Lord. Put Him first. Heaven. Think on heaven every day to get by in this world. Because this world, a lot of problems. If you're here this morning, you need prayers, you need to come back to God, drifted away, be baptized. We're here to help you in any way we can. While Jim leads us in song, please come.
Number 593, Jesus the Loving Shepherd.
Jesus the Loving Shepherd calleth thee now to come into the fold of safety where there is rest and room. Come in the strength.
Thank you, Tom, for that excellent lesson. Now, if you'll turn to 133, we come to another act of worship that we find in the New Testament. We might mention here that the acts of worship that we do are according to what the New Testament church did. We look at the things that they did, and we realize that those things are true, the truth. That's what the church that Jesus built, Matthew 16:18, did in the beginning. This came from Christ to remember him through these emblems that we're about to take. We want to keep in mind that they were directed by the apostles that were there that Jesus chose. Those apostles had the Holy Spirit. They were guided by it, so we know it's truth. And we want to follow that exactly the same way that they did in spirit and truth. This is a very beautiful song before we take the communion this morning. It teaches us exactly what we ought to be remembering. So I believe in Jesus. I might say this song has some higher notes in it that I have a time reaching. So sopranos, if you're here, please sing out.
I believe in the one they call Jesus. I believe he still stole Galilee. I believe that he walked on the water. And I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe.
This morning, Tom's lesson had, we were commanded to do God's, Jesus' will, do his commandments. And one of the things that we're commanded to do upon the first day of the week is to remember what Christ did for each and every one of us. The song Jim just led kind of emphasizes that. He did it all for us. He gave his life. And we must remember what he did for us. For someone to give his life for a stranger, for a friend is one thing, but for a stranger, it's a different thing. Bread represents Jesus' body. Fruit of the vine represents his blood that was shed on the cross. Let's go to God in prayer and give thanks for the bread. Dear Lord, we humbly come before you. We thank you for this opportunity we have today to come to worship you. Bless this bread represents your son's body that was so freely given on the cross for each and every one of us. That sacrifice Jesus made for us. Help us be always mindful of that. We ask you to continue to bless us and to forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Let us in like manner give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Dear Lord, we ask you to bless this fruit of the vine represents your son's blood that was shed on the cross for us. Help us to always be mindful of his sacrifice. We thank you for your son. Forgive us of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another part of our worship service is to give back as we've been prospered. Let's give thanks to God for that. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all the blessings of life that you so richly bestow upon us. Help us to give back with a cheerful heart a portion of that what you've given us, that we may support the church and the things that the church does here. We ask you to continue to bless us through our lives. We ask that you would also forgive us of all of our sins and shortcomings. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Also, while I'm up here, I have a few announcements. Get a bulletin. Unfortunately, there's a lot of sick among us. Tom and Jim and myself all have this cold or whatever it is going around, the creeping crud. There's a lot of us are sick. Maria and Mason are still sick. Recovering at home. Mark's sick this morning. Also want to remember Holly and Heather's aunt, Mary Sparks, passed away this last week. Remember that family in your prayers. Legends Shriner. This is Chris's nieces, great nieces, if I remember right, and has stage 3 cancer. Keep her in your prayers. Also, Caden Seamer will find out Thursday about a biopsy, about some possible cancer issues with her. So keep those two in your prayers and Chris's family. Also, this is a kind of an unrelated but a necessary thing here for the church. We need a janitor for December. That's a good work. Midweek time change. We've been meeting on Wednesday night at 6:30 instead of 7:30. Also, some upcoming time changes for services on November 26th. That's going to be on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving. We will have Bible study on Tuesday night instead of Wednesday night. Then on December 26th, Bible study on Thursday night after Christmas. Then on December 31st, Tuesday evening, we'll be have our New Year's Eve potluck and devotional. There'll be no Bible class on Wednesday. Is there any other announcements, anything else that needs to be announced, or I don't know of? One other thing, I forgot this one. December 7th, the Church Norfolk Park Church of Christ will be having a skating party at Lynn Arena. It's from 5:30 to 7:30. All youth and their families are invited to skate. I think I'd like to see Jimmy and Tom out there skating. I think that might be interesting. Not me. No. Yes. Yes, he. Nice. Yes. Yeah.
And also was an instructor down at the West Virginia
School of Preaching. Yes. We've lost a lot of good teachers and Tom. Yes. Friday night they had a youth. What would you call that, Miss Sue?
A youth young adult event. We had a really nice group. So if anybody.
Nothing else. We'll have whoever's going to. Brother Tyler.
Dismiss and close in prayer.
Dear God in heaven, we humbly come before you today, thankful for the opportunity to come together, study your word, and sing these songs. God, we thank you for the work that the elders put into our services. We're thankful for Brothers Tom's lesson today. Help us to take this, apply it to our lives, become better Christians, reach others, help them reach you. Lord, we ask you to be with those unable to be with us, dealing with various health illnesses, those that have upcoming tests, procedures. Guide them and give them comfort during their challenging times. God, we ask you to be with our country's leaders, our world leaders. We ask you to help the country heal spiritually, a much needed spiritual healing and revitalization. And to you, God, please be with us as we go our separate ways, that we're strong when tempted, and when we fall short, Lord, please forgive us of our sins. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.